Good Thursday. Today is December the 4th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to wrap up our conversation today with Mike Steenhook, taking a look at the railroad industry, some mergers, and what it means to agriculture. Mike, Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition. We'll be back with that conversation after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me today is Mike Steenhook. Mike is the Executive Director for the Soy Transportation Coalition. Mike, thanks so much for your time this morning. Railroads, the topic of the day. Obviously, you deal in all forms of transportation of our products across the country and around the world. But railroads seem to be making the news headlines more and more, especially in light of some of the proposed mergers. So now the process is in the hands of the Surface Transportation Board. As I understand it, that board is a little bit short-staffed right now as well. Any concerns that it's a five-member board with only three currently serving, that could slow down the process, or are they conducting business as usual?
Yeah, they're still conducting business as usual. And, you know, kind of our perspective is, given the fact that you've got agricultural shippers who are strongly, some who are strongly opposed, some who are supportive of it, our perspective is we need to have the process proceed according to statute and according to good practices. So that means a couple things. Number one is we would like to see a full suite of board members actually seated and able to do the job. You know, we need to have confidence in the process. And so, you know, right now there are three members that are currently on the board. There should be five. One is being nominated to have a second term. And so then they really do need to have two additional members seated. One's been nominated, but then there's the fifth seat that's still a big question mark. And so we think that we should have all five. This would be three Republicans, two Democrats, because by statute, the three of the members are aligned with the current president's party. So under the Biden administration, you have three Democrats, two Republicans. Now with President Trump, you have three Republicans, two Democrats. That's important. But then also by statute, to approve a merger within the rail industry, the key words are enhance competition. Does not maintain competition. It has to enhance competition because there is skepticism within federal statute that mergers are often not in the public interest. So for those to proceed, what would be in the public interest is if it enhances competition. And so that's going to be really the battleground for this whole discussion moving forward before the Surface Transportation Board. Those key words, will it enhance competition? Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern believes it will, because they think it will add more competition vis-a-vis trucking or other modes of transportation. Those who are opponents believe it will reduce competition because you will be creating this new category of railroad in size, in scope, in revenue, in trackage. And so that's something that's going to be very hotly discussed. Those keywords, will it enhance competition?
Definitely an interesting bar to have to cover to be able to get that to go through. And interesting all the different moving parts, as you've articulated, between the members of the board and getting that full and then the process they go through as well. So it'd be interesting as we track this moving forward. Again, my guest today has been Mike Steenhook. Mike is Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition. And Mike, we appreciate all the work you do and keeping us up to date on all the developments.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. You know, the second stage of the USDA Supplemental Disaster Relief Program is among the latest farm disaster assistance offering that eligible producers can sign up for. USDA's Rod Bain files this report.
Now underway, sign up for a trio of farm disaster assistance programs.
The Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, Stage 2, the Milk Loss Program, the On-Farm Stored Commodity Loss Program.
That's Agriculture Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Richard Fordyce. These programs join Stage 1 of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program issued in July, as well as the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, as part of comprehensive farm disaster assistance under this year's American Relief Act. The Undersecretary acknowledges SDRP Stage 2 differs from the first stage in that
it's going to be paying the shallow losses. An indemnity didn't trigger, but it was close to triggering, so we'll come in and pick up part of that. Folks that weren't indemnified at all, so people that didn't have or weren't able to purchase any kind of crop insurance product, help with assistance there as well.
As for other farm disaster assistance programs and examples of such,
the milk loss program that's going to pay milk producers that had to dump milk due to a qualifying natural disaster. So like as an example, the dairy had milk cows, there was a storm, roads were impassable, the truck couldn't make it to the dairy to pick up the milk, so the milk had to be dumped. That is the program where we're paying for that dumped milk or lost milk.
While with the On-Farm Stored Commodity Loss Program,
that program will pay producers that lost commodities that were stored on the farm due to one of those qualifying weather events that created either partial damage or complete loss of that on-farm stored commodity. And so an example there would be a grain bin, maybe that was flooded, the water entered the structure, damaged a portion or all of the grain stored in that grain bin, and we're going to be able to help producers offset those losses.
What are the deadlines for a sign-up of each program?
SDRP 1 and SDRP 2, they both will end on April 30th. The milk loss program and the on-farm stored commodity loss program, that sign-up will end on January 23rd of 2026.
Details on farm disaster assistance programs and their eligibility requirements, needed documentation, and sign-up period are available at local Farm Service Agency offices and online at www.fsa.usda.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. From my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.